USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says new coronavirus cases are continuing to decline. So he says governors will now take over and his administration's guidelines to stop the spread of the virus will begin to fade out. Speaking to a group of business leaders, including CEOs from the Waffle House and Toyota, President Trump says they will be important to an economic restart.
They're great companies and they'll do very well, hopefully better than ever before, and that's what we're seeing. We're seeing tremendous pent-up demand.
Vice President Mike Pence says 35 states are now making plans to reopen, and they'll have more tests on hand.
We're doing more than a million tests a week now, 5.8 million tests total. We expect by next month very quickly to be at a capacity to do more than 2 million tests a week.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is outlining plans to begin reopening his state, allowing restaurants and retail stores to return to limited business. He is having second thoughts, though, about some other businesses.
I've declined to go for movie theaters now. I just think it's practically difficult to do the social distancing. Indoor environments, I think, are more likely for transmission.
Social distancing restrictions will remain in place in South Florida, where coronavirus numbers are still high. 100 days after the first coronavirus case was confirmed in the U.S., there is now new hope for a treatment. Dr. Anthony Fauci spoke on the results of early trials that show an experimental drug can slow the virus.
The data shows that remdesivir has a clear-cut, significant, positive effect in diminishing the time to recovery.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Dogs are being trained to sniff out the coronavirus at universities in Pennsylvania and in the UK in what experts say could revolutionize screening for the illness. The life-saving dogs will be used to screen people at airports, businesses, and hospitals to prevent the pathogen from spreading. According to researchers at the University of Pennsylvania and the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, the canines can identify malaria infections in humans, and now they hope to train and deploy 6 coronavirus-sniffing dogs to airports in the United Kingdom. At the University of Pennsylvania, 8 Labrador retrievers started their training this month, learning to identify an odor which is related to COVID-19. The government has released proof that the economy is taking a hit due to COVID-19. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
It's the first negative GDP number in 6 years, GDP being the broadest measure of the performance of the U.S. economy, and it shrank by more than analysts had predicted during the year's first quarter. The Commerce Department reporting that it shrank by 4.8% as the coronavirus pandemic started biting deep into the economy. Experts had forecast a 3.5% decline. President Trump, though, staying optimistic.
There's a tremendous feeling of optimism in this country. I can only say that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.